everyone. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone. Welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio. If you are a previous listener, welcome back. And if you're a first-time listener, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so excited today because I'm celebrating my 16th anniversary of the creation of my beloved business, Angel Healing House. It was a creation that was made in heaven as I was divinely led to establish it in 2003. Now, looking back, I can see that its creation set a stage for my burning desire to establish a safe haven on in which to shine my authentic, divine, eternal nature out to the world. I was so driven to accomplish this mission that I was given that the following day after I received my two master teacher degrees in Reiki, I was the first one in line at the business bureau to submit the name of my business, and by that afternoon, the name was processed, and I paid for the license. The very next day, I submitted a small post in the newspaper publicly announcing my business and started seeing clients the very next day. Now, looking back over those past 16 years, I realized that I never wrote a mission statement for my business, apart from knowing in my heart that the establishment of my Angel Healing House was a mission from God. And while I reflected on that, I thought how I never penned what goals I wished to achieve, or I never wrote down any objectives. I didn't have any strategies or action plans as to what to implement. Being led by a higher source and not a business manual checklist, I guess my action plan was to wait on the will of God, watch for the signs that the angels would show me, how to step forward for the fulfillment of my dreams and intentions, and how best to serve God and myself. You know, it is often at milestones in our lives, like anniversaries, that we pause and we take a look back and we review the path along the journey. And many times with a business, one assesses its success or failure solely on the bottom line. But looking back on the past 16 years, the richness and the abundance that I have received from my business and the incredible life's lessons that it presented to me has added so much more to the wealth of my life than just mere money. My business has given me the opportunities to give of my time, my heart, my compassion, and my unconditional love. And you know, listeners, what has come back to me has been nothing less than miraculous and so much more valuable than gold. You know, people will tell you all kinds of advice when you start a business. They'll say, keep accounts, act professional, be responsible, honest, reliable. But you know what? The best business advice that I ever received was from my father, who said, whatever you do, if you decide to give, give purely, give openly and generously with all your heart. And remember, the gift is in the giving, for giving is a gift that you give to yourself. And you know, everyone, some of the most miraculous results from my giving brought gifts of gratitude from thankful clients, like this that I received from a client called her initial session with me. She writes, oh my gosh, I remember being giddy with anticipation for our first reading together. It was a freezing, cold Ohio evening, and I remember snuggling up to the phone to absorb all of the wisdom this new person was going to share with me as she was divinely put on my path. Candy's gorgeous voice is healing in itself. She conversed with her posse of angels and gave me a glorious divine healing experience that left me wanting more. My relationship and experience with Candy only began on that day, and it continues today and will continue as I follow my spiritual path. Candy's true gift is to share her sage wisdom through her ability to see clearly and deliver loving messages. Happy, happy anniversary, Candy, and to your posse of angels at Angel Healing House. Cheers to 111 more. And that comes from Melanie Fleischer, who is a life coach and, as she calls herself, a devoted fan. And while I've helped so many people over the past 16 years with the countless encounters that I've drawn to myself, I can very clearly see that these connections helped to teach me many invaluable lessons as well. For instance, I've learned that we, as spiritual beings having a human experience, are so incredibly resilient, and that each of us can transmute and transform with our free will, our ability to make different choices. And then what happens is we create a very different reality for ourselves. It truly does not matter what we've experienced, for with new attitudes and by making more honorable, respectful decisions and choices, we can transform our lives with our positive energies, with our faith, and by opening to receive the help and the grace of God. My clients have decided to break their addictions, whether these addictions were in the form of drugs, alcohol, self-hate, loathing, or abusive relationships. And they've gone on to live lives of peace, of joy, of forgiveness, and love. And no matter what the addiction, they all found closure by the same route. They only found closure by loving themselves enough that they chose to be happy over choosing to be right. In this way, they finally stopped the abuse of hanging on to blame and being a victim. Instead of being locked in the prison of the past of their own making, I've seen the lives of young teenage clients who were addicted to prescription drugs and estranged from their families, brought back to love and harmony and peace as they allowed the grace of God to intervene in their lives and help them return to well-being once more. one of the things that I taught my Reiki students, and I attuned so many master teachers around the world, is a very important lesson. And I learned early in my business, which is that I taught my students that that I am not doing the healing. I will never call myself a healer, for that is the decision that each client either chooses or does not choose to make for themselves. I am merely the conduit and the channel to facilitate the power of God working through me, along with the willingness of the client to co-create with that higher source, universe, power, God, for healing to take place. But ultimately, the responsibility and the accountability fall on each individual to decide whether they will allow the healing to occur. I learned very clearly from bringing forth messages from the angelic realm that we do not die and that we are all divine and eternal. When clients would come for a healing or an angel reading, their relatives and their friends who crossed over would use this opportunity to push their way into the session to give my clients important messages. And you know, everyone, no matter what the individual message was for my client, the souls on the other side, well, they all basically said the same thing or the same things. First of all, they said they're well and they're happy. And for that person left behind or still on the earth plane, not to worry about them. The second was they're learning so much and they're having so much fun. Next, that they convey that they love the person very deeply. And, oh, there was a fourth one. All of them brought forth the same message that they were not dead. Stop referring to them as dead. They just didn't have a physical body anymore. You know, everyone, through my beloved business, Angel Healing House, I've learned not only to believe in miracles, but to expect them to happen on a daily basis. I've seen the results of cancers reversing themselves, lives that have been destroyed by self-hate because of sexual abuse come back to wholeness. And I've seen the reversal of women's medical diagnosis that she would never, ever, ever be able to have a child because of endometriosis result in a joyous conception. I've seen the human spirit go beyond self-imposed suffering to see my clients triumph and live lives of joy in ways that they never, ever thought was possible. And when I have inquired on my client form as to how the person found me, there have been stories of people being divinely led to Angel Healing House. For instance, a client of mine on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, Australia, told me that before he came to see me, he had lost all hope and that he had decided to end his life. He explained that his wife found out that he was having an affair and had left him and taken their children with her. His business had been steadily failing, and it was no longer viable to keep it going. With his alcohol consumption completely out of control and his health suffering terribly, he was unable to sleep and finding it hard to function properly. That week, he decided to leave his business early, and he didn't have any, as he didn't have any clients, and go home and kill himself. As he usually did, he tried to exit out the front door of his dental practice. But strangely enough, the doorknob simply would not turn. Try as he may, he could not get the doorknob to budge. Exasperated, he decided to exit out the back door behind his building, walking to his car through the alleyway, which was lined with garbage cans. He began to sob uncontrollably, and he said out loud, "God, help me. I have failed at every aspect of my life. If you're listening, please, please send me an angel to help me. At that moment, he passed a trash can and saw that someone had ripped off the back page of a magazine, and which had an advertisement on it. And it was a large picture of myself in my angel's wings. That is the logo for my business, Angel Healing House. As he was walking along, he saw this huge advertisement of me in the angel's wings. He reached out without any hesitation, grabbed it, and gave me a call on that day. Through intuitive counseling, I was able to show him his life from an angel's perspective, to see where his destructive and negative bullying patterns of control had come from, and how his choices that mainly always came from fear and low self-worth and controlling had led him to the manifestation of his current situation. The years and years of unresolved negativity within himself from his childhood were released over time through Reiki healing that brought his body back to peace, tranquility, in order for him to have the clarity to make different decisions that were more honorable, with the final realization that he didn't have to live up to anyone's expectations through bullying, but rather through his own happiness. This client went on to rebuild his life with a foundation of self-love. And while I've received hundreds and hundreds of grateful testimonials, there are some clients that express this appreciation in a truly singular way, like this client's testimonial. And she writes, "Being with Claire Candy is like being dipped in warm honey and spiritually washed clean. It's an empowering experience to find your own place and voice. And Miss Hoff aided me in finding the root of who I am underneath all my mental noise. My thirsty plant has been watered, and now it's time to go on with my newly cleared, worry-free existence. Thank you for teaching this child of the universe to shine again." And that comes from Sarah in California. You know, everyone, my Angel Healing House has taught me that the only moment we have to live in is the nanosecond of the now, as I call it. And because I consciously live in this present moment, I live in faith and trust God. I've learned to drop all expectations and attachments as to what is supposed to happen and leave the miracle making in my life in the very capable hands of Source, God, Universe, Creator, and the angels. Or, as another client stated, "Candy, you are an amazing example of a faithful and trusting child of God." And that comes from Tracy on the Sunshine Coast in Australia. They say that when the student is ready, the master appears. Yet, what I've learned from Angel Healing House has gone on and have gone on to teach my Reiki students is that everyone who you encounter in life is your master teacher. So, you better pay attention. And through the people that I have drawn to myself, through my beautiful, beloved business, I learned to give love like I never thought was possible, as is represented in this testimonial. "I went to Candy because I was recovering from cancer, needed help to release emotional blockages. My sessions with her have been the most loving and caring experience in my life. And I continue to receive benefit from ongoing sessions. I can honestly say that as a result of meeting Candy at the age of 74, it was the first time ever in my whole life that I was truly able to feel and experience love. Candy truly is a gift with love and gratitude." That comes from Maggie in Pacific Grove, California. Through Angel Healing House, I learned that we teach best what we need to learn most. 16 years ago, following my angelic walk-in experience in January 11th of 2003, which I write about in my book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel. As a result of finally learning to love myself and connecting with the divine inside of me, I then went forth to shine this example of love to help others love themselves and connect with their own divine eternal natures within to create their own heaven on earth. Angel Healing House has given me the opportunity to spread my wings fully and make my life and the lives of my clients brighter. Some of that brightness radiates forth from this testimonial. After my session with Candy, I feel brighter, as if there's a positive light flowing through me. My heart feels lighter and more full of love. My heart is now smiling. And that comes from Samantha in Mooloolaba, Australia. I love that one. Thank you to each and every one of you over the past 16 years that has given me the opportunity and the infinite blessings to love and to be of service. Now, in honor of Angel Healing House's 16th anniversary, I am giving away one to a random entrant, one 2-hour intuitive counseling and angel reading session, a free one, which is normally valued at $400. Now, to go into this drawing, one must write to me about your experience with myself, the Posse of Angels, and Angel Healing House. And you can do this by sending me your experience to my email address, which is Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com. You know, you could have been a client of mine, had a Reiki healing session, an intuitive counseling session, an angel reading. It didn't have to be in my office, whether my office was on the Sunshine Coast in Australia, in Pacific Grove, California, Santa Barbara, Culver City, or Santa Monica. It could have been over distant healing. It could have been over Skype, phone, or FaceTime, whatever we used. You could have been a former Reiki student of mine, as I've, attuned hundreds and hundreds of Reiki master teachers all over the world. You could have gotten inspiration and direction and clarity, perhaps guidance, from one of my Angel Healing House programs. Or you could have read one of my books, which is I'm an Angelic Walk-In, One True Home, or Angels of Fate. Now, the first person to go into the raffle is my client, Alex, and I received this email from him. It was an absolute pleasure to have a reading with Candy. She provided me insight with my full past and identified some items in my current life path that need adjusting. My session with Candy was not only enlightening, but it was also kind and endearing in her approach and communication. Now, during my session with Alex, he told me that he would love to travel, but he didn't have the money. And I said, stop it. Stop restricting the way you can travel just because of the money. You could meet someone who has lots of money and you can travel with them, or you could win a trip. At the end of my reading, he goes on to write, we did a healing session to assist me. And I've had healings in the past. I knew that I would have a shift, but Candy's healing was completely different as something beautiful happened. At the end of the day, I received a communication that truly verified that what she said was true. A month before my reading, my maternal grandfather passed away. For several weeks, I sensed him all around me, and I decided to participate in a company donation raffle. When I clicked submit to process my payment, I said, Grandpa, You know I love to travel. Take me somewhere I've never been before. During my grandfather's memorial mass with my family, I received notification that I won the raffle prize. It was a first-class trip to anywhere in North America, Central America, and the Caribbean. This was the day after my reading when Candy told me that I could win a trip and has to be one of the most direct confirmations that I have ever received. And I'm so honored, and it was so special. Candy and I met at a fortuitous time. I'm truly grateful for that. Candy was definitely correct that I need to trust my own manifesting abilities. I look forward to more guidance from Candy in the future. Thank you. And that comes from Alex. So if you would like to book your miraculous, your magical session with me, you can always go to angelhealinghouse.com. You can call me at Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716, or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be taking some of your calls for those free angel readings. If you want to call into 800-930-2819, and I'll see you after this quick break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on Earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
You are back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, and Angel Healing House Radio. And today we are celebrating the 16th anniversary of the creation of Angel Healing House. It is my beloved business. It has provided such an extraordinary platform for me to move around the world and create so many communities of light. And somebody asked me on an interview once, what if I boil down to what it is that I do, I would actually say that I help others to remember their divine eternal natures. And in this way, by reconnecting to that which and who they divinely are, then they can go on with grace and ease to create their own heaven on earth. So let's, before we get to our callers, and by the way, you can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. Before we get to those callers, I want to remind everyone that we just had an absolutely extraordinary energy. This past weekend, it was an Aries full moon, which occurred on October the 13th, and we're still very much under the influence of it. You know, if you've been feeling highly strung out, frustrated, irritated, perhaps overwhelmed, the past moon did offer some release. Many of us felt like pressure cookers, ready to blow. But in order to use this energy to our fullest advantage, we have to release ourselves from the energies that we have become bound by. Ask yourself, what limitations have you been working with that are presenting you from moving forward? Do you have thoughts or belief systems which are blocking your progress and standing in your way? If we surrender to these questions under the influence of these full moon energies, we'll be guided to unlock doors that might have felt previously closed to us and help free ourselves from any self-imposed barriers that we've been hiding behind. The planet Pluto will also be very active under this full moon and will be encouraging us to keep releasing and surrendering all that is holding us back to step into our fullest power. These energies are encouraging us to share who we are with the world. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac and is ruled by the energy of the number one, which is leadership, ownership, showing up authentically, and exactly as we are, ready to bring all of who we are into the world. The Posse of Angels have been sharing a very important message for many months now, which is stop playing small and stop shortchanging and compromising your heart's desires. All kinds of relationships will be affected by this moon's energies, especially those that are no longer serving us. They need to be released and to ensure that we will not draw similar, less than worthy and respectful and honoring relationships to ourselves. And while this fiery Aries energy will be motivating us to break free, it may help to check in and ensure that we are acting from a place of love rather than egos. It's a highly motivating time and a great time to take a leap of faith. Use this potent magical lunar energy to accelerate your journey into the fulfillment of your destiny and keep advancing higher. If you have been feeling held down or held back or inhibited, this full moon is your chance to say no more and to free yourself. This is your chance to spread your wings and soar high into the next level of success. The time to step up is now, and it all begins with removing the limits you've given yourself and knowing deep in your heart that you can do anything. So let's go to the phone lines first, and let's take, we've got Julia from Florida. Julia, you're on the line with Claire Candy Huff. How are you?
Hi, doing well. How are you?
I'm very, very well. What's happening in your life?
Well, I was listening and you were talking about, you know, identifying things that are sort of holding you back. And for me, it's about self-acceptance, to just fully accept myself as I am and stop judging myself so harshly of, you know, it's like I just sort of pick myself apart. You know, anytime I feel like I've made a mistake or just, you know, basically just being comfortable being me, it's like I'm so judgmental of myself. It's, mm-hmm. you know, it's like I would never judge others to the same degree as, you know, I do myself. And I'm always like finding myself lacking, or it's just kind of a vicious circle. But the other thing that crops up for me as far as moving forward is fear around, you know, doing it on my own, and fear of like finances and things like that. Mm-hmm. So so that pretty much, you know, sums up some of it. So
all right.
I didn't know if the posse could
All right, let's see what the Posse of Angels can do with that. First of all, they're saying, Julia, you just need reminding that you are a child of God. You wouldn't be here if you weren't reflective of that divine source. At the core of who you are is divine, is whole, is complete, is blissful, is non-judgmental. This is who you are. And if we have veered off the path of our divine eternal nature, we have free will, we have an ego, and we do this in order to create situations for us to learn in contrast. So, don't beat yourself up. It just means that you're human. And that's fine. And they also want you to tell you, Julia, and everyone else is listening, that if you've done something in the past that you are beating yourself up about, perhaps you resent it, you resent somebody, or you're full of regrets, or you're bitter about something, know that if it happened, it was meant to happen. Because everything happens for our highest good. We can't see it with our physical vision, but ours can see it. That divine part of us knows, for instance, I write about in my book, I'm an Angelic Walking, about the former soul and how she drew to herself her abusive husband, or her ex, which for 26 years. Now, she doesn't beat herself up because of that, you know, and I can see it very clearly with my angel's perspective to see that he was one of the most important teachers in her life to teach her to find her voice, to gain independence, and how it was so divinely meant to come forth and to bring forth their children from a karmic point of view. So the only way you would look at your life and not accept something is because you think it was a mistake or it wasn't supposed to happen. And actually, you're telling that if you believe that, then you're telling the God and the angels that they're not doing a good enough job. Because although they can interfere with free will, they have all the weaponry and all the things that they need to create such blockages in our lives that, you know, they kind of redirect us without really interfering with free will. So does that help on some level?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I just need to stop. And realize it's a mistake that, you know, it's not truth. I'm seeing something and I'm judging it, but it's not the truth. I'm seeing it only from my limited human perspective.
Yes. Yes, you're seeing it as an illusion. It's an illusion which you are choosing to perpetuate. Not only that, if you put your energies into that illusion, then you're actually taking away the energies from manifesting your wishes and dreams. Because that's the energy of lack. I lacked the ability to manifest what I wanted, and I manifested a mistake to myself. So that is the energy of lack. So you want to find that moment when you realize consciously that you're living in the past and say, no, I bless whatever happened because it was for my highest good. Thank you, God and the angels, for co-creating that abusive marriage, or, you know, in the case of the former soul. Thank you. Thank you for that relative choosing not to speak to me, because it's taught me tolerance, patience, and forgiveness. You know, we can't see what our soul needs to grow by to live a complete tapestry of a life. So, but what we can do is we can redirect our energies. And when you do this, Julian, you know what happens? When you bring all of that into divine alignment, your soul, your heart begins to melt away any a hard veneer of resentment, regret, judgment around self-worth, and it's where our heart manifests our deepest desires. Not here anymore, not logically, but it's our hearts. And when that harshness, which if you've had years and years of doubt and fear and not accepting yourself, then that's caused a very deep veneer to harden around your heart, which stops love from coming in, which stops, you know, joyful and wonderful jobs from coming in and all kinds of situations, because it's here in our hearts that we're manifesting now in these heightened energies. So know that it was not a mistake. It was supposed to happen for your soul's growth. Learn from it. See it closed so that you can move on and put your energies into, I am a powerful, magical manifester, and I will manifest something very different for my life now. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Julia. The first card that's coming out for you is the card of the Five of Pentacles. This is a card of lack. This is a card of feeling like you're out in the cold, you're destitute, there is no help. When there, all these people in the front must do is turn around and to realize that there is help behind them. Okay. So the Posse of Angels saying it's more like you need to, and this is a perfect full moon to do this, is to write down how you're going to release and surrender your old. It's just like a default programming in your mind that you default back to, that fear and doubt and not self-acceptance. So that's all that lack is. And so once you do that, then you get the Four of Pentacles. You go from the Five to the Four. The Four of Wands is the celebration card, of that marriage between you and your divine eternal nature, knowing that you can manifest whatever you want and whatever you desire. You become more flowing like this river in this card. And this is truly a card of great joy. So, I'm not surprised that the next card comes up. It's the Nine of Cups, which is the Wish card. And the Wish card is, once you do this, and once you really melt that veneer around your heart, that there is nothing that you lack. You are given everything that you need, not necessarily what your ego wants and the illusion of that. Once you hold those wishes and fertilize them and to grow with those energies, not of those things in the past and judging and not self-acceptance, but with positive energy, then your wishes will grow. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, very much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Yeah, God bless you, Julia.
Thank you. God bless you too. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have Peter from California. Peter, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very, very well. What's going on in your life?
Well, I thought I would just call in for a general reading about career. I had a couple of ideas yesterday about making some movement forward with reaching out to some new contacts. And so just if there's any insights on that movement forward, and also if there's anything that I need to release before I can move forward, or
to
find out. I'm getting a bit anxious. Not so much anxious. I guess just a bit excited because I'm feeling very positive about things and just looking out for that next sign or next bit of feedback or indication of which way to go.
Well, I had my tarot cards in my hand, and they said, put the tarot cards down and grab the fairy cards. They're saying the fairies are all around you. They're saying that there's something to do with the fairies. The fairies, something that perhaps you're working on, or something that you have an idea for. They're saying by working on this, something to do with fairies, that energy, which is curious and mischievous and light and playful and happy, that will bring in what you have been waiting for more than anything else that you could be doing. They're saying it's good to action the ideas that have recently coming to you. But once you've actioned them, put them to rest and put your energies into the fairies. And they're dancing. They're so excited about this project that you're working on. I'm not sure what this is. Usually, I don't pick up these fairy cards in my readings on my show. I stick to tarot cards, hero's journey cards. This is a first for me. So, whatever it is,
maybe they've got
these fairies.
They've got something to say.
Oh, they do have something to say. So let's go to the cards and see what the lovely fairies have in store for Pete in California. You get, oh my gosh, you get a golden gift. I love this card. It says magical help is on its way. And it's the wings of the fairies are bringing this to you. They're also saying that it's only been a short while since you've contacted the fairies. It's only been a short while that you've been able to see, and I don't mean physically see, you've been able to see the fairies and recognize them and with your inner vision, and they are helping you bring in this golden gift. The next fairy card that's coming to you is sacred union, commitment ceremony, maturing into deep relationship. This is the Green Men's Bride. They're saying that they're helping bring you a partnership. There is some partnership. And I'm getting that you already know this person. You already know this person, have worked with this person in some capacity, and they will be a great help for you. All you need to do is reach out to them for other things that you're doing, this beautiful sacred union with them. And the next card that the fairies are bringing out for you is crystal magic. And this says, the beginning and creation of a new dawn. If you were a lottery ticket, I would put money on you. These fairies are dancing.
It's all very telling, isn't it?
It is all very telling. These fairies, they're saying they're so proud of you because they said you're very logical and you're very rational. And although you were very spiritual before, you didn't allow for your full spirituality to come into full blossom. And now you've balanced that logical mind with your heart, and then a doorway opened for the fairies to come into your life. This is unbelievable, unbelievable, because the fairies just told me, they said, the first card is magical help is on the way for you. And the second is the Green Men's Bride, which is a commitment ceremony, a sacred union, a partnership coming in to help you. And then there is the new dawn. I really don't think there's any there's any ambiguity there. I will go to the hero, with only about 2 minutes left. I will go to the hero's journey cards. And any, while I'm shuffling, any other questions that you have?
I just want to clarify on one of those cards that you already pulled, the Sacred Union Bride. You mentioned that there was someone like a partner and to reach out, and I may already know them. Can you tell whether that's someone that I have met physically, or is this perhaps like someone from my, like a soulmate, I should say, that I'm yet to meet, you know, a soulmate from a different life that I'm yet to meet? I'm not sure. I'm wondering whether I've physically met them in this life or not.
This is funny. They're saying you haven't met them, but you know them very well and you worked with them.
Ah, right. Okay. So I have...
You know them.
You know them.
You've employed them. You know, it's like myself with my clients around the world. I might not have met them, but I love them, and we know each other very intimately. They're also saying that it's a lawyer. Okay, that was pretty pointed.
Okay.
That was pretty pointed. So let me go to the hero's journey card. It's just a few moments left, and we'll see what... This must be a very important reading to you, for you, because they're having me use these two decks. So the card that comes out for you is One with the Sun. It's a five card, and a five is, it's great changes coming in for you. And it says, be the light. The posse of angels are saying, it's wonderful now that you're not second guessing yourself because of out of fear. Not it was not low self-worth, but because of a programming from your past as a child, you were hesitant to step over, to step forward. But now it's saying all you need to do is be the light. And the next card out for you is a 10 card. You go from a 5 to a 10. You double it. A 10 is a 1 card. Attune to the call. Tune in and turn on. So this is a calling. This is a calling, and all you have to do is to step into the beautiful sunlight. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks very much.
All right. Have a beautiful day. God bless you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
And that just about wraps the show up. Thank you to my callers. Thank you to everyone who's listening around the world. Please do remember to cop on over, visit angelhealinghouse.com. Send in your experiences. You can either send me a message on angelhealinghouse.com, which will send to my email, which is Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And then you can go into the free drawing for that intuitive counseling and angel reading, which is normally 2 hours and valued at $400. But you could win it. Also, you can view my books, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, its sequel, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of myself, Angel Ariel, and also my children's book, Angels of Faith. So do remember, everyone, to fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. I'm wishing you love and, as always, angel blessings. And I look so forward to speaking again with you next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.